When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
Good morning, everybody. Kendra here. Sue's here with me. And yeah, I had a little incident, Sue, over the weekend.
A little disrespect.
Mm-hmm. So just to make a long story short, there's a lot of town elections going on, a lot of local stuff going on. I'm in one of them. Mm-hmm. And there were some mean misrepresented things said over the weekend. And you're always my beacon for taking something like that, even when we work here at the radio station, you know, people could leave nasty comments. And I'm sure everybody listening, if you run a business, you get a bad review, you know, everybody has experienced sort of somebody that trolls them online or on the phone. And I always go to you, Sue, for my response. I'm like, look at this and tell me how do I properly respond to a negative, nasty person.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to do it.
It's very hard to do it because the number one thing, and my husband taught me this, is to pause and not respond when you're in that emotional moment, that reaction. So, you know, that's like the number one golden rule. But we found this guy on Instagram and now we follow him. We're obsessed with him. His name is Jefferson Fisher. And he actually makes a living out of telling people what to do in this situation.
How to respond to disrespect. Number one, give it about 10 seconds of nothing. Don't say a word. Make them sit all by themselves with what they just said. And in those 10 seconds, they're going to be thinking to themselves, wait, why isn't it working? Wait, this is not how I thought it would go. Because by you not giving them what they want, they're going to look exposed. They're going to feel vulnerable, awkward, alone. And you're going to look in control.
Yeah. And it's hard to not respond right away.
It's very hard.
You want to, but I do think he's got a point there. And it does take, it takes a lot of willpower to not get into the emotion of it.
Because you're angry or you're sad or you're upset, you're feeling all of these emotions. And if you respond in that moment, you're going to end up responding in a way that
it won't serve the purpose.
It's not
going to
serve the purpose, and it's going
to
look like you're just as bad as the person who disrespected you to begin with. And it's all about taking control back.
Absolutely. And I do, I always think about what you would tell me to do is like write it out somewhere at, like I would write it in my notes on my phone, not anywhere that could ever be shared or posted, or write it out like on a piece of paper, write out your thought, let it sit, think about it for a minute. And then after you've had a minute to sort of take a deep breath, then edit your response where it won't be so harsh.
Correct.
You know?
Take some time. And sometimes no response is a response.
Right.
And Mel Robbins, who I also follow on Instagram, she says that all the time. She's like, sometimes it's okay to just not respond.
Say nothing. Right.
Say nothing.
Absolutely.
Because that's a clear response.
But I do want to know what the listeners think. And I want to know, because I'm sure all of you listening right now have had situations where people are mean or rude and said real nasty things to you. And it was done to me over the weekend. How do you respond? What's your sort of mental trick to sort of play on those people to take away the negative and turn it back onto them?
And phrasing is so important in that situation.
Yeah,
the way you phrase your words, like, oh, did you mean to sound insulting? And stuff like that, like, really puts people like, oh, I'm sorry. Did I sound, you know?
He's got a few more. We'll share a few more coming up. But if you have phrases that you say, or you've had a situation where somebody's been real nasty or mean to you, and how you get out of it, or a quick little like sentence, like a couple words, sentence that you sort of use,
you
call
us. Use it and you take control back.
Yeah.
So let us know what you do in those situations. We'd love to hear from you. 617-655-1067. Our phone lines are open. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.